Blog Talk Radio.
Right quick, and thank you to our listeners and supporters of the show.
I have my cup of Java next to me. I just finished grabbing a little morning grub for fuel to start the day off. Doing pretty good, getting in shape. I must say, my mother is one is losing weight herself. My mother is like a football coach, though, when it comes to anything, pretty much. And so, of course, she always has something to say. But you know what? I take that and use it as fuel of encouragement, you know, as encouragement. She and my attorney, friend for life, Jay, they amaze me when they, you know, make like fat jokes and stuff like that. But I didn't even mean to say that. But she did. She said something this morning. I was minding my own business. I've been bathing and doing some spring cleaning and really checking off my to-do list. And then I made a comment. And I won't talk about it probably until Monday, on Motivating Monday. I'll share that. And we've talked about topics like that also. That's why it's important to have you know, different forms of support systems, right? Right. I mean, even those who are like football coaches are good, but then it's also good to have that good positive talk also and encouragement, especially when you feel proud and feel like, hey, I'm accomplishing things, you know. It's like bursting a bubble. But today, of course, we're talking, of course, I'm updating you regarding the election that we're going through, the special election here in the city of Jackson. And also missing in the USA, very important topic. And it's just the top of the iceberg to pretty much talk about different organizations out there regarding missing people. I was watching former president number 39, Jimmy Carter, fave of mine, on David Letterman last night, and he's written a book, and it goes in the category of, you know, missing people worldwide. He really went in depth of this book that he's written and was telling David Letterman how horrific it is that in many countries, China, you know, some Arab countries, India, where, you know, baby girls are pretty much murdered at birth because, you know, they want sons. But then when the sons grow up, they run into a wall because guess what? It's hard for them to find brides. And then they have to pretty much mail order brides. And he really went in depth regarding missing people because when, you know, babies are murdered or they're missing, murdered at birth, they're just missing, just disappeared. What happened to the baby, you know? And so my mother said it's like an interesting book to read. And I said, yeah, you know, interesting, but seems very gut-wrenching also of trying to get through that book. But that's a very popular topic and an important topic also. You know, wow. I know my strange husband, mother, my mother-in-law, and, you know, she's Cairo Egyptian. And I know when we spent time together, the brief time my husband and I was together and my mother-in-law was here in the States when we was in Dallas, and she and I talked about that. Like when Jimmy Carter was talking about how they you know, augment the woman's private areas and for those where they can only do, or only thing they could do is urinate and menstruate. And then when it's time to marry, then they will, like, open them back up. And this is how Jimmy Carter was talking. He was just flat out talking. And that is something. Oprah used to touch that also when she'd had her syndicated show on. That's deep though. So I'm not an expert at it. And many of us have heard of it, right? And many of us are experts at it. I need to read his book and research more. But that is just something. But when it goes in that category of missing people, also. But before we really talk about missing in the USA, and those of you all that know it, we have located my nephew. My sister had broke the news to me early Saturday, Sunday morning, hey, Maurice has been located. And Saturday morning, because I was spring cleaning and had not been on the internet really and on Facebook. And my sister was like, he's been found. He's in California working. And so those of you that hadn't seen on Facebook or on Twitter and have listened to my show since Friday, it was a happy ending regarding my nephew being on the missing list of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and also on the Ferguson, Missouri missing list. He was found alive in California. Kind of had that vibe that he might have been alive in California. My brother had received a sign that he might have been in California months ago, but I just found out in like the recent month and a half that he was kind of like missing, no one, like MIA. And thankfully, he's doing good. And from experience, I've had friends, family members, have friends that had loved ones that just, you know, vanished, sometimes found, you know, deceased, and sometimes found doing their own thing. I know people here in Jackson who have told me, my family have no idea where I'm at. You know, I've talked to people say only my mother know where I'm at. Nobody else need to know. You know, there are a lot of people out there that just vanish. I've had a relative before. Wife couldn't find him for anything. We didn't know where he was. This MIA had a whole other life, was just gone, living his a new life somewhere else. And finally, he was located. But that was just something. But we have an epidemic out here, and I have friends here in Jackson who are proponents of exposing trafficking. So sometimes when we talk about missing people, and there's something Jimmy Carter mentioned last night also, human trafficking. It goes into the topic of human trafficking also. But this morning I'm just going to talk about missing people in the organizations that are out there to assist us in regards to finding our loved ones. And we still haven't found that little girl in Camden, Mississippi, outside of Canton. Still missing, all 3.5 weeks, pretty much, been 4 weeks, a month on Saturday, have not found her. The news media around here reporting that, the mother's in jail. So we're unrelated charges. So the mother is still locked up with unrelated charges, and we don't know where the girl is. The media, the law enforcement, they stress that there's a $20,000 reward out there, and you know, many of us would love to find her alive. And many of us could use $20,000 also, right? so we would love to find her alive. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Someone find her alive and well and receive $20,000 reward. You know, there were probably so many people that wouldn't, you know, are looking for her, could care less about her reward because of the life of a little baby girl that should be enjoying the arrival of springtime and getting ready for Easter, if they celebrate Easter, you know, it should be happening. So, I guess we can't give up. Just like we didn't know what to expect regarding my nephew. And thankfully, he was found alive. I hope that there's a happy ending to the missing baby girl she's 2 years old, from Camden also. Hopefully she will be found alive also, and we find out exactly what happened. And I don't know, they're still holding the mother, so then, you know, unrelated charges. But you know, there were rumors that that people suspected the mother had accidentally hit her and had buried her or something like that. And then there was like false reports that she had been seen in Memphis, but it was a father and his daughter. And so, who knows? But prayerfully, she is alive and have been unharmed. You know, my God, I hate to even think of the bad things that could happen if she is still alive. But hopefully, she's safe and unharmed if she's alive. And prayerfully, she will be found soon. Law enforcement and people in the community have definitely been been searching hard for her. And just, wow, just amazing. But I am a signed up volunteer for Chokwe Lumumba, and I've been promoting him like crazy, like it's nobody's business. Also, I have been spreading the word regarding all other candidates also. I feel for those of you that are undecided, to be honest, because this is tough. And to be honest, it's tough for me, because if my mind wasn't really solid and made up, I would be like, okay, Margaret Barry Simone, John Horn, former Mayor Johnson, Tony Yarbrough, I mean, Abbott Wilson, all of these people, Regina Quinn, these people are wonderful, great people, and to be honest, we have no idea who's going to be our next mayor. There have been polls done where Chokwe Lumumba, our late mayor's son, and Tony Yarbrough have been the ones that are close in the lead of the, you know, top of the line. That's what the polls say. And I'm a person that believes in polls and statistics and all of that, but we have 13 people running for office. And, you know, my mom and I, it's not, you know, my mom's like, wow, some of these people are, we're like, wow, you know, these votes. Now, I'm definitely getting out and voting. I didn't vote when we had the sales tax thing. You guys remember that? 90% passed. The mayor said, hey, you people choose. You the people. You know, he put it in our hands to choose. And so I didn't go vote that day, but you better believe I'm going to be voting when it comes to the special election. Now, you can check out Chokwe Lumumba's Facebook page at Let Chokwe Lumumba, Mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, Instagram, Twitter, the website. Just amazing. He's even on Ustream. He's a Ustream channel also. And on his page, I'm looking at his page now, it says, help support Chokwe and Tar Lumumba for Mayor of Jackson. He would bring bold initiatives to bring economic justice and jobs to the people of Jackson, Mississippi. I'll probably get out and do some volunteering work, you know, hit the fields in the coming weeks, like this weekend, around this time next week, early week. But he had some awesome pictures posted. He visited Midtown on yesterday, and that's good, getting out amongst the people. And he stayed out. He's been out. Pretty much everybody's been out there, though, during their theme. Evan Priester, who is city council of my ward, the ward that our late mayor used to be city council of, he's doing his thing. He's a fellow animal lover. He and his mother, they came to, you know, I'm a volunteer for Care No Animal Kill Shelter. And he and his mother came to the ribbon cutting of Breeze Dog Park back in the fall time. So you guys see him in the pictures and so on. So of course, a lot of, you know, people know that he's an animal lover, and his mother is too. His mother brought her cute little dog. It was just so cute. But some of you are probably saying, well, is he going to focus on real important things? His platform sounds pretty good also. And he's been running pretty awesome ads also. I seen Chokwe's commercial last night. Attorney Mevin Priester has been running commercials pretty much since the beginning. I seen one of Chokwe's commercials last evening, and it's a pretty awesome commercial also. But visit his Facebook page. Yesterday he made a stop in Midtown earlier today to meet with the people. The people's platform ensures that everyone's voice matters. We shall as a city, and we shall rise together. One city, one aim, one destiny. The people's mission continues. Chokwe Antar for mayor. And, of course, he's going on 31. He's a new father. His wife gave birth to a little girl last week. And then he's dealing with, still in mourning regarding the loss of his father. But, of course, he's on a mission to keep his father's dream alive and also to keep, you know, our dream alive, and to listen to the people, and to also incorporate what he believes is right also in dealing with and working with the people. So check him out at Let Chokwe Lumumba Mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. Check that out on Facebook. Again, Margaret Bear Simone is running. And I'm trying to get up. I want to tell you correctly the websites for these candidates. So if I pause or anything, I said yesterday I'm going to keep my word, and so I want to keep my word. But what I was saying also this morning, I've been doing a lot of spring cleaning this morning also, so I didn't want to miss the show. Showtime, 6 o'clock. And so the spring cleaning, trying to catch up to eat. I have my coffee right here. And also want to talk about the missing people and other hot news. It's just sad regarding the missing Malaysian plane. It's been some topics happening. The mudslide in Washington, that is just so sad. We're dealing with man-made natural disasters like it's nobody's business. So it's so important for us to keep one another in each other's prayers, because we really don't know what the next person is going through, regardless of how good their face is. You know what I'm saying? Because many of us are good at putting up a good face. And that's what's important. You're not supposed to be walking around all looking, you know, wearing your life on your face. But at the same time, you know, we need to be there for one another also, because that's how some people just break. You know, just break. You think, well, all of a sudden they snap. It's because they've been going through so much. So it's important for us to be there for one another. Melvin Priester's website is, and I had his signs, campaign signs all in the yard. My cousin ran for city council ward, but he didn't bring any signs to me. He didn't, you know, live right around the corner, have his business and everything. Close cousins too. My cousin ran for city council ward too. During the campaign. You guys remember, I was thinking about it. If I would have been legally divorced and had some other things in order, I sure would have run. But I didn't, and Melvin Priester is doing a great job as our city council person. And he talks about how much work he has done since the short time he's been in office. I mean, because the mayor definitely, it's the whole team, the whole administration. The mayor definitely, the late mayor definitely got a lot of work done. And those streets are definitely being repaired. And cleaning up the city is really important. But Melvin Priester's website is electmelpriester.com. And he talks about his world-class education and his proven track record of helping people. So, and he was valedictorian of Murrow High School in 1997. And he's also a graduate of Harvard. But he's on Facebook and he's on Twitter, Melvin Priester Jr. His dad is a judge here and a very successful attorney also. He spoke at one of our association meetings about 2 years ago. A year and a half ago, 2 years ago. Awesome, awesome speech. His father. But that's Melvin Priester. He's on Vimeo, also Melvin Priester Jr. Let's see. If you guys check out Jackson Free Press, he's also, they keep a lot of people updated regarding what's going on in Jackson. And also the website for our city government is city.jackson.ms.us. That's the website for City Hall for the City of Jackson, so you can stay informed and updated also. And you know everything. You need to keep, you know exactly what's going on here, and you can have letters and alerts also regarding different events. You know, those of you, I know a lot of people are out of town and been away from Jackson. They like to stay in the know. My cousin Linda, she tells me stuff sometimes that I don't even know. She's in Dallas. I tell her stuff that she doesn't even had even heard about going on in Dallas. And she's the same way with me. She's always telling me stuff that I'm like, oh, that's happening here in Jackson. But really, I have friends that are worldwide that are from here. I've visited Jackson, or just like I am, regardless, many of you like to be concerned and know what's happening. So it's important to visit visitjackson.com, download, and also request printed copies of information, and then also visit the website too. But right now, I'm looking at our website and for the City Hall, and of course Quentin Whitwell, Never Priester Jr., Loretta Cooper Stokes, the Keyser Stamps, Charles Tillman, who is our acting mayor right now, in honor of Charles Tillman, Tony Yarbrough, and Margaret Barrett Simone are our makes up our administration. And it's really awesome. Looking at Member Priester's website on our city government, you know, the city of Jackson's website, and you can email him at the city of Jackson at mpriester@cityjacksonmsus. I guess I should be sending him an email also, inviting him on the show. Councilman Melvin V. Priester Jr. is a proud alum of Murrow High School, valedictorian class of 1997 and 2001. Councilman Priester graduated from Harvard College magna cum laude with a degree in social studies. Councilman Priester wrote his honors thesis on the use of religion by progressive political activists. While at Harvard, Mr. Priester was active in the Black Students Association and student government. He was a jazz DJ at WHRB, and he served as research assistant for then-director of the Children's Studies, Kaku Adato. Councilman Priester obtained his Juris Doctorate from Stanford Law School in 2004. While at Stanford, Councilman Priester was a member of the board of the Stanford Technology Law Review and participated in Stanford Civil Rights Clinic under noted scholar Michelle Alexander and the Cyber Law Legal Clinic under Internet privacy activist Jennifer Granick. Upon graduating from law school and until he joined Jackson's Priester Law Firm in 2008, Councilman Priester was an litigation associate in the San Francisco office of Morrison and Forster, LLP, where he advised clients in financial services, intellectual property, and governmental investigations. Councilman Priester has done pro bono and volunteer work for clients including the Innocence of Project of North Carolina, the North Midtown Arts Center, and numerous indigent clients. At Priester Law Firm, a family firm which has been open since 1988, Councilman Priester represents a diverse set of clients in business, litigation, and governmental affairs, real estate, personal injury law, family law, and medical malpractice. Since 2011, Councilman Priester has been an original producer for the Figment Arts Festival, website figmentproject.org, a nationwide arts festival with significant events in New York City, Boston, Detroit, Jackson, Washington, D.C., and Pittsburgh. Councilman Priester is licensed to practice law in Mississippi and California. He is a member of the Charles Clark Inns of Court, the American Bar Association, the Magnolia Bar Association, and the Capital Area Bar Association. In 2013, Councilman Priester graduated from the Mississippi Black Leadership Institute. He is a proud member of New Hope Baptist Church in Jackson and resides in the Woodhaven neighborhood of Jackson's Ward 2. In his free time, he enjoys working at his studio in the North Midtown Arts Center and mentoring local school children. Mr. Priester's priorities for the council include updating Jackson's storm water master plan to address flooding, potholes, and infrastructure, and providing quality educational enrichment opportunities for children. So that is what's provided for us at the website for the city of Jackson regarding Melvin Priester. Now, Tony Yarbrough, profile reads, Tony Yarbrough, and this is at City Hall, and his email address at City Council person at City Hall is tyarbrough@city.jackson.ms.us. A native of Jackson, Mississippi, Councilman Tony T. Yarbrough was reared in the West Side community of Subdivision Number 2. A product of Jackson Public Schools, Yarbrough received a B.S. in elementary education from the University of Southern Mississippi and an M.S. in education administration and supervision from Jackson State University. He has served as committee member for Southern Association of Colleges and Schools and Board of Director for Relevant Ministries Incorporated. Yarbrough brings to the Jackson, Mississippi, to City Council a wealth of leadership experience from the education and faith-based arenas. His passion for youth-related and community services has left and will continue to leave a great presence on the community for which he serves. Councilman Tony Yarber has a desire and passion to see not only the citizens of Ward 6, but the citizens of Jackson grow in a productive way to where they can be proud to say they are true Jacksonians. He and his wife, Rosalind Yarber, have two girls and one boy. And then, so we have three city council people who are also vying to become mayor: Mevin Priester Jr., Tony Yarber, and Margaret Barrett Simone, who my mother and I have been saying forever that she should have, you know, should throw her hat in the ring. And so she finally has thrown her hat in the ring. My mother and I, we believe that it's going to be close. We believe it's going to be close. Well, I won't say. We just believe it might be close between, I won't say. But I believe Margaret is going to be up there too in the top. I just want to say that. I'll leave it at that. Margaret Barrett Simone, her email address at City Hall and City Council of Ward 7, mbarrett, M-B-A-R-R-E-T-T-I, at city.jackson.ms.us. She's been city council person for 29 years. I'm 45. I know she's been in office since the early 80s. You know, my late uncle's sister was the first black city council, first black city council person. She was a city council person for Ward 3, Dart Smith. And I know when my late uncle's, my aunt Christine's late husband, Sister Dart Smith, was city council, I know she and Miss Margaret was working together in city hall, you know. A lifelong Jacksonian, Margaret C. Barrett Simone graduated from St. Joseph High School and the University of Southern Mississippi. She was first elected to the Jackson City Council in 85. Yeah. 85, I'm in the class of 85, 86 at Callaway. During her years of graduation of experience on the council, she had served as president, vice president, chair of the planning committee, budget committee, rules committee, legislative committee, homeless task force, and transportation committee. She is very active in the local community through her service to various civic organizations. She currently serves on the board of the Salvation Army, Ferry Street YMCA, School of Liberal Arts for Jackson State University, and the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame. I'm a former volunteer with Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame. I volunteered for Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame back in the late 98, 99. She serves as an advisory council member and chair of the National League of Cities, National President of Women in Municipal Government, and State President of Women in Municipal Government. She is involved in the Urban Poverty Task Force, the National League of Cities Institute for Youth, Education, and Families, the Mississippi Municipal Association. She and her husband, Dr. Al Simone, have five daughters. So wishing all of the candidates many, many best wishes and so on regarding this. So I've talked about three. The ones that are already in office as city council members. And last broadcast, I shared with you Tony Yarber's website and information. So we have many more to talk about, mayoral candidates, and time is running short. So I will provide you, you know, every day we take time out to update you regarding important information like I'm sharing with you today. And I would also share with you these mayoral candidates, their campaign information also over again also. But you can email them at these office emails at City Hall and be directed to other info that you need to know, right? And those of you that want to talk to them or interview them or whatever, you know, we're in this media thing together. You know, give them a call or send them an email right quick or whatever, you know. But I just wanted to share some information. I definitely want to keep my word regarding info regarding them. So that Margaret Barrett Simone, Tony Yarbrough, Melvin Priester Jr., are the city council members that are vying to become the next mayor, along with the late mayor's son, Chokwe Antar Lumumba, also an attorney and a successful attorney at that also. So don't want to give out, you know, you can force feed too much information, so just, you know, I want to lay it out smoothly. And so we'll continue on and talk about the other business people and attorneys and community activists and advocates that are running for mayor throughout the different shows. The next show, Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, we're definitely going to take time and update you regarding what's going on with the special election. And election day is on April the 8th. And if there's a runoff, that's going to be on the 22nd. I was about to say the 19th. The 22nd, April the 22nd. So whoever wins the seat, it's going to be wonderful. But I am just letting y'all know I am a signed up volunteer. You will be seeing me on the fields also soon. There will be a debate. There's a debate scheduled for Thursday. WLBT will be televising and live streaming. And then WABT 16, our ABC affiliate, Claren Ledger and Mississippi College of Law will also be co-sponsoring a debate on April the 4th, on Friday, April the 4th. So that should be good. I'm going to do my best to attend that one. I don't know if this one Thursday, it might be just media, it might be just the candidates, because I haven't heard anything about an audience. But the one on April the 4th, that will be an audience. So that I'm almost certain of that. But you can catch them on live stream and on at these respective networks also. Haven't heard anything yet about CBS, WJTV, so I'm sure they'll be sponsoring one also. And there's already been a mayoral forum that was scheduled last week, and it seems to have been very successful also. 9 of the 13 candidates vying for the position to become the next mayor were present. But I want to provide you with a few organizations that are very important in regards to searching for loved ones and missing people. And then also, wow, and speaking of missing in the USA, I mean, I looked at this headline, but, you know, they're dealing with your state government. There's information regarding each state has a list of missing people in the state. So you can always look at your own state and other states. Like my nephew, he was like number 62. Then the next day, he was like number 63. And, you know, missing people. And it's just so sad looking at the faces of missing people. Some might be just not counted for. They're living somewhere else. Then some might be, you know, horrible things might have happened to them. It's just so sad looking at those lists. But FBI website for kidnappings and missing people. That website is FBI.gov/wanted/kidnap. Then there is a website, missingpersonsofamerica.com. But the big story is about the 14 dead and 176 missing in a Washington landslide. So these are 176 people that are on the missing list in the USA and in the state of Washington. It's very sad. That's a big story regarding missing people. Regardless of what happened, they're still missing. It's sad. Wow, that's sad. Authorities